Panican and Pinter, written by Colin Tierley and read by Roger Cardwell.
One day, a monsoon from the north and a cyclone from the east collided over the plains of Queensland. The clouds were darker than bruises. They bulged with rain. During the next 5 days, they dropped billions of tons of water over the inland. A vast expanse, as brown as pottery and as wrinkled as old cowhide, where everything happens hugely, and people seem smaller than flies. Soon the floodwater started to move southwards. It was unstoppable. It drenched the land from horizon to horizon. The creeks and rivers overflowed until they were 20 kilometres wide. All the towns were surrounded, and some were drowned altogether. Near the South Australian border, the water split into 100 different channels, weaving and curving, spread out on the plain like monstrous veins of brown blood. They surged on into Cooper Creek and the Diamantina River and all the other watercourses until they were bloated and bursting. And at last, after rolling onwards for months, the flood reached the desert basin of Lake Eyre and turned it into a great inland sea. And that is where the story of Panican and Pinter begins. Such a sea of water in the desert was a miracle, and it created other miracles. For 100 kilometres, the fresh water stretched on and on, studded with sandbars and bays, inlets and headlands. The breeze, hurrying across the lake, was cool and moist. Small waves caught the sunshine and flowed across the water in moving ridges of light until they scattered and sparkled like broken mirrors along the shore. Fish came down the rivers into the lake where they spawned and spread. Birds of all kinds flocked together on land and water, and animals appeared along the shore, kangaroos, wallabies, bandicoots, dingoes, and little creatures that crept out of hiding in the night. Pelicans gathered at the sandbars and bays. They flew in over the flooded countryside, sometimes half a dozen, sometimes whole armadas of them in long lines or flocks shaped like arrowheads in the sky. They built nests, laid eggs, and hatched their young. Within a year, Lake Eyre had the biggest pelican colony in Australia. The pelicans looked after their families carefully. They fed them, groomed them, and guarded them.